The New York Stock Exchange is defending the nearly $140 million compensation package for its CEO, Dick Grasso, announced a couple of weeks ago. And there are many critics, many people to defend it from. The Securities and Exchange Commission, which regulates trading, wants answers today to its questions about the deal. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Tess, huge pay packages for CEOs have been under fire for months now. What's different about this one?
Not much different, Alex. Here we have a high-profile CEO of a major company getting an enormous pay package. But the question a lot of people are asking is whether the head of a stock exchange should be paid along the lines of, say, the CEO of an entrepreneurial company, which would carry a lot of risk, or whether the CEO of an exchange is more like a public servant, the head of a university, or even the chairman of the Federal Reserve. No one's saying Dick Grasso doesn't do a good job, but right now his pay package treats him like the head of a major investment bank.
You know, I hadn't quite realized that the New York Stock Exchange, in fact, is not a public entity. It's a private club, an investment group, isn't it, of some kind?
It is. Right now, the exchange is what's called a mutualized company, which means it is owned by the companies that are listed on it. It is regulated by the SEC, and what they're talking about now is demutualizing, taking it public, so it has regular shareholders. And there has been talk of this before, but it's never gone through.
Well, what's the argument for going public? Why would that help things?
Well, it's yet another issue of conflict of interest on Wall Street that we've been hearing about for months now. Here's how Charles Elson explains it. He teaches corporate governance at the University of Delaware.
Well, the fear is that if the regulator is being paid by those that the regulator is regulating a large sum, the fear is that somehow the regulatory zeal may be compromised through compensation. That's the concern.
So, again, because the exchange and Grasso are responsible in part for policing the companies listed on the big board, the question is, should those companies be in charge of his compensation?
How are the investors in all those companies that are listed on the big board affected by all this?
Yeah, it's all about confidence, Alex. If investors aren't confident that the people who regulate the companies whose stocks they own can do the job without conflict of interest, there's a problem. And the New York Stock Exchange is the biggest and most influential exchange in the world, so the ramifications are pretty wide-reaching. And here in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're following preparations for this week's WTO meeting in Mexico, and we'll be taking a look at the cheap seat, how poor countries can afford to even go to these meetings.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.